How are you this morning? Doing okay? Super tired. School hadn't even started. But your school started already? My condolences. 2 more weeks before your school starts? Well, that's great. Well, I'm glad you're here. Today we heard one of my... I know it. It's just fabulous. 4 weeks, yours was closed. Okay. Well, Jesus has just finished feeding the 5,000, sends his disciples out in a boat to go over to the other side so they can share the word of God. Jesus goes up on a mountain and he prays. Do you remember what happens in the story? What happens? Something. Yes, Ryan. What's that? He goes out. Okay, that's a little bit ahead of the game. The disciples are in the boat. They're just sailing along. And what happens? A big storm comes. And the waves. Okay, you guys. Oh, you're on the boat. Everybody on the boat. So turn and face that way. Like a canoe. Okay? This way. Turn that way. Everybody on the boat. Scooch up, Rebecca. You're at the front of the boat. You're the skipper. There you go. Everybody on the boat. Do you want to get on the boat too? No. Go ahead. Have a seat. You're in good shape. Ryan and I are the amas. Okay, we're okay. Ready? And all of a sudden the storm came and it was blowing and the boat rocked this way. This way. And the boat rocked this way. And it was just storming like crazy. And everybody went, oh, no. We're Lutheran children. We don't panic. Oh, dear. It's really quite stormy, isn't it? I know it doesn't sound right at all. If the storm is raging and waves are coming, what are you doing? So let's practice that together, shall we? You hardly ever get to do this in church. Ready? You guys have really repressed your children. Seriously. Really repressed your children. You would be really scared, weren't you? Have you ever been in a boat? And the water's kind of going like this, and the waves are coming, and the waves are coming over the front of it, and everybody's getting wet. Oh, okay, hang on. And the waves were coming over the dam. Does that make it better for you? That's holy water, too, I want you to know. Well, the disciples were scared to death. They didn't know what to do. They were really scared. And all of a sudden, who do they see? They see Jesus walking across the water. Whoa. Jesus is walking on the water. And what do you think Peter decides to do? I think I'll try that. And so Peter climbs out over the edge of the boat and he takes a couple of steps. He does really quite well, far better than certain people would do. Couple of steps out, and what happens? He sinks. Can you believe that? Peter sank. Do you know what Peter's name means in Greek? Rock. What does a rock do when you put it in the water? It sinks. Well, you know, a lot of times we think that the problem was that Peter, and Jesus says, oh, ye of little faith, why didn't you have more faith? And what do you think Peter could have said to Jesus? I'm a rock! What do you expect a rock to do? Of course I sank. But what does Peter say to Jesus? Lord, save me. lot of times Peter gets a hard time for being afraid and not having faith. But you know what I think is so cool about Peter? He says, I'm a rock and I'm sinking. And who do I turn to? I call on Jesus. Save me, Jesus. And what does Jesus do? Reaches down into the water and pulls that poor rock up and puts him in the boat where he belongs. He saves Peter. That's what's so wonderful about God, is that when we're in our canoe and we're all ready to go and we're all going in the and we're all afraid because the storms are hard and things happen in our lives, who do we call on? Jesus, because we're just rocks. We do what rocks were meant to do. But Jesus saves us, puts us back in the boat, and sends us on our way. So, I want you to do me a favor. First, remember that when we're in trouble, who do we call on? Jesus. And secondly, I want you to work on not being so afraid to be loud in church. It's okay. I'll have a chat with your parents a little later, and we'll see if we can't get you to loosen up a little. It's like, I want you to know it's a sad thing when the pastor of the church is louder than you are. All right, you guys can go back to your places. Thank you.